Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Signature Wounds by Kirk Russell, performed by James Foster. Saturday, June 17th. The plane was a well-cared-for Cessna 182T owned by a retired American couple. Their bodies lay on the airstrip at their ranch in Mexico as their plane flew west toward an orange sunset. The pilot had done other work for the cartel and was reliable, though disturbed by the casual execution he'd just watched. His passenger seemed unaffected. As they entered U.S. airspace, the pilot made the planned emergency call, reported engine trouble, and landed at a private airfield in the Imperial Valley. Two vehicles were waiting. Two said the passenger was important. The pilot got another look at him as the man climbed out, but knew not to look too long or hard. He turned the plane and took off again, skimming dark fields, then circling and climbing ahead of the mountains. The plane was his. That was the agreement, and he already had a buyer. He needed to forget about the old man shielding his wife before they were shot. "Deliver the plane," he thought. "Get a clean hotel room and then go down to the bar and drink." He liked the hotel bar, and they knew him. At the bar, he would forget what he had seen today. On the ground, there was no waiting. The cars pulled away, and only the passenger looked back. He watched for a flash of white light. It came as the plane reached 4,000 feet, crossing mountains at the edge of the valley. Like heat lightning, it was there only a moment, then gone. But in his head, he saw more. He saw the plane shatter and the pieces falling, twisting and turning, tumbling in darkness. 1. Jeremy Beatty hesitated when he opened his trailer door and saw me, then stepped outside and pulled the door shut, keeping the cool air inside. He was dressed for the heat, wearing sandals, shorts, and a gray T-shirt with blue letters reading United States Air Force arced across the chest. In sunlight, his face looked older than 31 years. His clothes looked slept in, but the gunfighter eyes were there, and that's what I was looking for. I didn't need or want an apology. "I sent that text last night, then crashed," Beatty said. "I was drinking. Sorry I didn't get back to you today, Grail. I thought you were..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?